Order. Order.
Back in the House, Winston Peters. Out of it for the day, Trevor Mallard. Ordered out by the Speaker, Lockwood Smith, for the fourth time in this term. The New Zealand First Party leader, former Deputy Prime Minister, Treasurer and Minister of Foreign Affairs, was appearing before the Māori Affairs Committee to make a submission on the Marine and Coastal Area Takutai Moana Bill. National's replacement for Labour's Foreshore and Seabed Act passed in 2004 with the support of Mr Peters and his party.
My party, New Zealand First, opposed this bill for many reasons too numerous to list here, and we intend to work towards the restoration of the present foreshore and seabed legislation, which, as the coastal tribes said back then, was fair to them and to everyone.
Mr Peters was also critical of the provision allowing negotiations to go through government ministers.
The Court of Appeal, in what at best was a judgment unhelpful to all concerned, nevertheless made comment to the effect that such matters should be addressed to a court which should hear all the evidence presented. That the courts are now to be sidelined by deals done behind closed doors begs the question. What happened to the Māori being entitled to their day in court?
Winston Peters at the Māori Affairs Committee, while in the chamber, Trevor Mallard was about to be thrown out of the chamber for interjecting in a stoush between his leader, Phil Goff, and the Speaker, after Lockwood Smith objected to the way the opposition leader had sought leave to table a document.
The member should identify the source of the document before saying what's in it, because this habit of saying what's in it when there's no real document to be tabled is not good enough.
And order. Point of order, Mr. Speaker. That's out of order.
Some members will be leaving the House. The member will be very careful. The member will leave the chamber. The member will leave the chamber. I will not tolerate that.
So Trevor Mallard took an early bath and his leader came close to following him out the door.
Mr. Speaker, I raise a point of order. I think that your comments, sir, were out of order in inferring that I was wanting
order.
To table
I'm
a document
on my feet
that did
leader,
not exist.
The Leader of the Opposition will resume his seat. If he wishes to stay in the House, he will show the Speaker respect. I've invited him to seek leave again properly to table his document. He doesn't need to take that opportunity, but he's welcome to do so if he wishes.
Mr. Speaker, I raise a point of order. Mr. Speaker, I do respect your role as Speaker, and I expect you to respect the members of this House and their integrity when you make comments like that that reflect on it. I don't think that's good enough.
But the Speaker stood by his refusal to allow tabling of documents such as reports from news media and now government agencies.
And any further nonsense today will be treated just as firmly as I've treated the Honourable Trevor Mallard, and that includes party leaders. The Honourable Phil Goff, if he wishes to stay.
Mr. Speaker, point of order. I seek leave to table a document from Statistics New Zealand, the acting government statistician, dated today's date, which shows that manufacturing sales volumes are at the lowest level for more than 10 years.
All members have the release from Stats New Zealand. We do not seek leave to table those kinds of documents.
Phil Goff said he was aware that the Speaker's ban applied to media reports.
I can't remember you previously ruling out documents by government agencies. You've ruled out press statements. Are you setting a new precedent today?
The Speaker said the purpose of tabling documents was to provide members with information that they did not already have.
All members have been circulated with that information today. All members have that information. So there is absolutely no point in wasting the time of the House. It is clearly an attempt to make a political point, and that is not what tabling documents is about.
But there was one more question from Labour's David Cunliffe, who said the document had just been on the internet.
And, sir, I seek your clarification of whether you are now ruling that any document released generally on the internet or available on the internet is unable to be tabled in the House, because that would be a significant extension, sir, of your previous ruling in respect of media statements.
I just ask members to look back at the standing order. The provision is to provide for members to get access to information they otherwise wouldn't have. And clearly, recent releases from Stats New Zealand, all members have them. And that's why I'm not seeking leave for that purpose.
And Phil Goff also made a personal statement after Police Minister Judith Collins accused him of attacking the new police commissioner.
Mr. Speaker, at no time have I questioned the integrity or the suitability
of Superintendent Marshall, whom I know well and I have worked with. What the Minister says is absolutely wrong.
National Simon Power complained to the Speaker that Mr Gough had therefore called the Police Minister a liar.
I can only ask the Honourable Member, did he accuse another member of being a liar?
Mr Speaker, I did accuse her of being a liar. I withdraw and apologise as I must.
Also today, Chris Farfoy was sworn in as the new Labour MP for Mana. I'm Tom Frewen, and this programme is brought to you with funding from the Office of the Clerk.